So Saturday at the Waterfire Arts Center, as part of 20 Years of Sound and Vision, we are going to be celebrating spoken word, art, music, and dance. And one of the things that, we'll be able to do is to also celebrate the wonderful diversity that is here in our region, because art is a great way to get to know people and how they think and where they come from and to be exposed to who they are. And the India Association of Rhode Island is helping us with this event. And I have two folks here, two dancers and the founders of Dance BFF, which means Bollywood Fusion and Fitness, Rupa Datta and Rutuja Patil. And thank you for coming. And I can't wait to enjoy the performances that are going to take place on Saturday night at Waterfire Arts Center.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, thank you for having us and giving us the opportunity. India Association of Rhode Island is very excited, and we are very proud to be part of that.
Well, thanks. So tell me a little bit about the dance. I know that you are skilled in a number of different kinds of traditional dances, but you also have a program that you have in mind for Saturday night. Maybe you could give us a sneak preview. That is what's going to be happening and what it's like.
So on Saturday night, IARI, or India Association of Rhode Island, will bring around 25 to 30 dancers, and we will be performing a wide variety, not just in dance styles, but also in costume colors. Ah. It will be like a rainbow altogether, but beautiful, vibrating dances and costumes, which Indian dances are very famous for. Dance style-wise, we will be bringing classical dance. There are six different main styles, classical styles, but we will be bringing one, which is Kuchipudi. Prafulla Velluri, she is the founder of Padam School, and she has been teaching here for last 15 years plus, and she will bring her students. And then we will also have another group, RI Divas, and they are coming with more Bollywood folk mix. It'll be different styles like South Indian song, North Indian song, and all different style of songs mixed. And that will be Aarti Nambiar and her group. And finally, it'll be Rutuja and I will bring around 20 dancers to perform, 15 dancers to perform. And we will be bringing three different styles of dance. One is a fusion Bollywood, all jazzy. And then there is Bhangra is a North Indian folk dance from the state of Punjab, and it's very energetic. It is famous for its dhol, the big drum that gets played. Ah. And finally, we will have a Bollywood song, but mostly in the style of West Indian style called Garba. But it will be a mix fusion of Bollywood.
So this is great. So first of all, thanks. And this is so cool. I can't wait. But this dance is one of these arts that is like ancient. Dance was a way of expressing stories and teaching, you know, tales. And it's just this amazing, deep, deep connection to us. As performers, some of that must resonate with you. Some of that feeling of how, you know, special it is must resonate with you as you perform. I'm just guessing.
It is absolutely. The feeling when you dance is so awesome, and it's not just, it doesn't give you happiness just to yourself. The happiness that you see on the faces of the audience, you know, they just sit there, they are mesmerized, they are enjoying it. And some of them, they just feel like, you know, I need to go there and do this. We see that, like, they start tapping their foot, they start swinging their hand. So dance as an art form is, that's the loveliest thing about dance.
Yeah, and also like in Indian dancing, it's very, like you said, expressing a story. And I'm not bragging, but if you watch Rutuja dancing solo, and she expresses an entire story through her eyes, I'm getting goose pimples right now. We do warrior dances, expressing as a warrior to expressing as, you know, the lover. And Indian dances, especially Bollywood, is all about like romance and fighting and then getting together back again, you know, for happily ever after kind of things. Most of the Bollywood songs are like that. And expressing all that through just eyes and little finger movement, we can do that. But we also bring in the whole energy to it. And you will see us on Saturday.
Well, this is great. And thanks again to the India Association of Rhode Island for helping us do this. So again, this is Saturday, May 19th, Waterfire Arts Center. Starts at 7 p.m. We hope you're there and you can enjoy all of this, all of the great performances, but especially celebrate dance through the great work of Rupa Tata and Rutuja Patil. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Sure. Thank you.